Hello everyone, I'm Caruana Gatimu, and welcome to an episode of Coffee in the Cloud. In this show, you're going to get to learn some interesting new technology with Office 365, and I have one of my dear friends here with me, Nishan De Silva, to tell us about some of the new capabilities. So let's hop in. Nishan, hello.
Hi Caruana, how are you?
I'm really good. I'm glad that you could come out to the show today. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So tell me, you know, you and I have known each other for a really long time.
Too long.
maybe too long. And you have been such a thought leader in the legal space from a technology perspective. So I know you worked in our own legal department here for a very long time, but now you're doing something new. What are you doing now?
Yeah, thank you. I'm actually in the Office 365 Information Protection team, part of our data governance workstream. Really exciting. We just made the announcement this week around making data governance available to all our customers around the world. So, and being part of the team to drive the strategy and work to build the latest and greatest features in data governance.
I think that's fantastic because, you know, depending upon the size of your organization, you may or may not be thinking about data governance. But here at Microsoft, we take security very seriously. So we think it's important that people have easy access to these tools. So what? Tell us a little bit about what's happening and what tools are available now.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at what's happening with the whole world of transformation from on-premise data to the cloud, but the data continues to grow at a rate where people can't keep up with that. So what we are working on is not only to retain the valuable data for your company, but also get rid of the things you don't want to get rid of.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, people don't think about that. They don't think about having data hygiene, right? You don't want to keep everything forever.
Exactly.
Right? It's like my closet. I need to farm things out.
Exactly.
I'm not going to wear that pantsuit from 1993 anymore.
That is exactly right. So we've been talking to not only our enterprise customers, but our small to mid-sized customers, exactly to your point, because of the vulnerabilities that we are seeing from cyber threats and activities, even internal threats from our own internal employees of companies, it's really about keeping that data hygiene and really keeping the set of data that you need to keep. So we've really invested a lot, not only getting rid of the information, but also giving some intelligent insights. So we really have started looking at these pattern recognition technologies all the way to machine learning, how we can actually give intelligent insights about your data so you can take some action. Because versus someone saying, let me go find out what's really going on, we really want to give you, be proactive and you can take action on your data.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So I bet you have some visuals that will help us make sense of this. Will you show us a few?
Great. So I think the best way, I think you've known me enough that I'm a life cycle guy.
Yeah.
Right? So that means to build that mental model, what are we really talking about? So if you look at this visual here, it really shows there are two things. One is, as I mentioned, there is people bringing data into our service. So we want to make sure that we continue to build an intelligent import process. Not only when you bring data in, we want to be able to classify that information, also retain that information appropriately. Or if you are a company that you want to bring the data into review and delete, that's also some scenarios we are working on.
That's great. Right? That's great.
And the second thing is, of course, we continue to build the next-gen productivity platform in Office 365. So various collaboration workloads that we have are creating from SharePoint to Teams to Yammer to Office 365 groups. How do we apply compliance and retention policies on these workloads?
Oh, that makes perfect
And then as
sense.
We bring them in, use some of the machine learning capabilities to actually auto-classify this information. Mm-hmm. And so you can classify it very quickly so you know which information you need to keep, what you need to get rid of, and then finally be able to audit the data that you have. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the most important things that our customers are asking is that I have this data, give me some intelligence around it, but also let me audit what we have. Right. So that's kind of gives you the life cycle, how we're thinking about our information as it comes in.
That makes perfect sense, and I love this idea of being able to have the system share knowledge with you by itself, right? Being able to empower our users with that machine learning and that automation, because you talked about the complexity of the data that's out there right now. I bet people have been asking us for this for some time.
Yeah, it is, and I think it's another great way to look at our collaboration scenario. So as we looked at not only from data governance, we've been actually, as part of our organization that I work in, we obviously, my team is focused on data governance, but there are other teams focused on intelligent threat detection, e-discovery,
of course,
alerts, data loss prevention. And bringing all this together, including alerts and reports, we built this concept called the Security and Compliance Center Portal. That is where centrally we can actually manage and look at insights of the various workloads that we have in Office 365. And the most important thing we are doing around this is actually to do something called in place. So if you have e-discovery issues, you can keep the data in place versus taking it around and outside the platform. Data governance in place, malware threat detection through Threat Explorer. We can see what's going on in the service. So that's kind of what we are bringing to the, what we have been bringing to our customers, but also where we are continue to innovate with data governance.
And the Security Compliance Center, that sounds like a big shift in the sense that bringing all these things together in one experience, I think we've both heard that from our customers, like simplifying the experience, but increasing the power of the capability. And I think that the Compliance Center is a great example of that. How do I think of that from a workflow perspective? Or if I'm a user in the system, how do I understand what the SCC brings to me?
You know, it's a really good way to kind of create this mental model, right? We, when we go back to that life cycle, there are ways that we are creating information, we're collaborating, and then we are reviewing and ultimately storing that information. And if you don't want to get get rid of it, yeah. Right? If you want to keep it, let's give you some long-term retention options in place. But it really goes back to that security and compliance, and I mentioned e-discovery, data governance, threat intelligence, data loss prevention. There are many different types of people in an organization with various roles who will do this type of work.
Right, exactly. And this gives them an experience that they can all share, but based on their role, have a different set of capabilities.
Exactly.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
These capabilities by each of the types of folks that are going to need this is so exciting. Could you give us a tour of the Security and Compliance Center?
I would love to. I think that's a great way, great segue to kind of, as before I talk about data governance, just to show you the capability. So how you access the Security and Compliance Center is through your admin.
I see, okay.
So in your waffle, you go to your admin and then you scroll down and just like you have SharePoint, Teams, Exchange, we have Security and Compliance Center.
Oh,
so it's a portal.
Great.
So one thing really great about this Security and Compliance Center is we actually ship with various widgets that you can see visually here on the screen, but also you can customize these widgets for how you want to set them, etc. And then, as you mentioned, Karuvan, you wanted me to do a quick tour.
Yes.
It is. So here is where you can actually set up alerts. So for example, you can have an alert that can be set up for an employee who may be leaving the company or they're under an investigation, that you can actually set up an alert to say if they download more than this threshold or if they delete something. So it's a really intelligent area. I know maybe in another segment we can just go into alerts and talk more in detail about that. And then as I said in that presentation about the personas, here's where you can actually set up your different roles. So here you have your e-discovery manager, your compliance manager, security officer, and you can also take the roles we give you, you can also customize them.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so that way, if you feel like, you know, especially in our organization here, internally at Microsoft, we have our e-discovery managers who go run our own searches. In some organizations, they actually empower IT to do it. So it depends on the organization culture, process, they can determine what they want to do there.
Giving our customers that kind of flexibility, I think is really important. And for me, it identifies a new way of working that we have in Office 365, you know, and we're doing it in Azure and many other places as well. But I bet that's driven off of customer feedback. They asked for that flexibility, didn't they?
Absolutely, they did.
Yes.
And that's why we have this flexibility here. And in fact, I, from our demo, actually created a separate role called Records Management Lead. So that way I can take some permissions from activities from a compliance manager, activities from a e-discovery manager, and create my own profile for what that person can do.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So the other area is that we also have an entire console for data loss prevention and very similar to threat management, where you can see various activities going on with your mail, and also search and investigate, where you can do a search across the entire platform for you to do searches to figure out what's going on, and also inside there is e-discovery. And also audit, where you can see all the various activities that you're auditing. And then we also have various reports. that we ship with the product. So that's just to give you a holistic view about all the things that's going on inside Office 365 through the Security and Compliance Center.
These new capabilities are fascinating. I know there's going to be a lot more for our users to learn. Is there a specific piece that you'd like to continue to show us here about the data governance piece?
Exactly. So let me go and show you our data governance capability. So right now you're seeing my data governance dashboard. So here, we mentioned earlier about intelligent insights. So this is my demo environment, Caruana, but check this out. I uploaded last week a tax document. Mm. The system automatically detected that. And now it's asking me, by the way, I detected this. Do you want me to create a policy? So within seconds, I can know if there is sensitive information in this in Office 365. And because we trigger a couple of sensitive types that we shipped this release that we just did.
So
that way, whether it's HIPAA data, personal data, US, UK, France, so that way you can very quickly trigger those sensitive types and create retention policies.
Oh, that's excellent.
And the other one also is that very quickly you can see, I can take action on my data saying, do you want to actually create a records retention policy for working documents, transitory documents? So very quickly we're giving you wizards for you to do it in seconds. You don't need to have a PhD figure this out.
Will you explain to me though, a retention policy, what does that mean in the context of Office 365?
It's a really good question. So when we talk about, there are two big actions or three actions we take, right? So when you want to preserve data, that's where you go to a litigation hold. When you want to delete, you delete.
Right.
Retain is about retaining something for a certain amount of time. So let's do this. So one of the things, let's say you have an organization that you have in Office 365 and you have started using it. Mm-hmm. If someone accidentally deletes it, it's gone.
Yes.
But let's go and put a 7-year retention policy on that tenancy across everything. And this way, if someone deletes something, we actually capture it behind the scenes in our recoverable area.
I see.
So this way, you are protected.
Yes,
you're
exactly.
Protected. So if you were to create a policy that says general files, and let's go ahead and say we want to retain it for 7 years. So very quickly, I can come and
that's
do that.
That's very helpful in certain industries also that have that requirement, legal and others, yes.
So here's where you, depending on the policies and procedures that you have, you can very quickly come and create various retention schedules. So look at this. This is the power of what we shipped, is that now you have a universal policy inside Office 365 where I can actually run that policy around Exchange, SharePoint, OneDrive, Office 365 groups, Skype for Business, and Exchange folders, and soon to come, Yammer and Teams.
My perception is that creating retention policies in Office 365 was more complicated before. I'm assuming this is simplifying something, correct?
It is, and also two things, right? We really created this concept called labels for you to actually apply various types of, for example, a records manager wants to create, automate their retention schedule. So we created this concept called labels, where you can, a label can create a record category and apply retention. So let's go ahead and do that and show you what it looks like. First, I'll show you, I'll go to my labels engine, and you can see very quickly that all these labels here are some things that I've already created in my demo. But if I were to go create a new label called Finance Accounts Payable, and I can say, I want to turn on this label because sometimes there may be organizations that might say, I just want to just classify information with a tag or a label, but I want to actually make this retention category very similar to like before. I'm going to say 7 years, or let's do 12 years.
Yes.
Okay. And I can trigger where it is last modified or the day you trigger that. Now, what we are shipping later on is called event-based. Most of our customers are asking where if there are custom events from your HR system, your finance system, your legal system. So that's shipping for us in Q2 of this year. So here I can say label. I can even make that label that I publish to a workload like Exchange, SharePoint, OneDrive, an immutable label so that the business user, if they tag it, then it's locked down, right? And I hit next. And I can very quickly create that label. Now, this is where you can very quickly come and create the label, But then after that, you get to publish it where you want it published to.
I see.
Right? So that's the part about this. The cool part is that you don't want to publish two or three. You want to publish two or three, but not 55 labels.
Exactly.
Right? So let's go ahead and take the one that I created, Finance AP. Let's do contract, and let's do client billing.
Okay.
And when I hit publish, look at that.
Wow.
So you have those three labels that I'm going to publish.
Right.
And then I'm going to say next. Then I get to pick the locations,
okay,
right? So here I can say, because you don't want, you can publish it to the entire service, or I can go here and I say, I want to just publish those to my Office 365 groups.
Right.
And then let's say, this is for a group that I created.
Right.
So I can very quickly go say choose and create, select the group. So let's say we go to this compliance-driven group and I hit choose. Voila, you're done.
That's wonderful.
Right?
So also, if you had a group that was specific to some of your executives or a top secret project, you could have policies that applied to that specific group.
Exactly.
So it's not an all or nothing anymore.
Exactly right.
That's fantastic.
And also, as I did that, you can do a combo. Couple of email boxes, couple of SharePoint sites, couple of groups. Couple of OneDrives. So that's how a team works
right. In
an organization.
Exactly.
So this is where very quickly you can run universal policies or you can run pinpoint policies, and now you can push labels out to folks.
I think that's fantastic, because what it sounds like is it's giving real flexibility to the people who are in these roles in organizations who have this accountability. Because I'm not sure how they're sleeping at night right now, frankly. And there's a lot of complexity in this space. So it seems super valuable to me to be able to simplify it and give them the ability to do that. And so you also mentioned event-based activity, and that's coming later?
Yes, that is correct. That's coming in Q2. That's where, I mean, you have things like an employee start date, an employee transfer date, promoted date, terminated. So we can trigger those actually out of our same place I went and did the retention. I can actually have these types of classifications in there.
Oh,
so that those will show up for you, and we give you a screen to do that, where you can create the triggers. Ultimately, we are going to give you an API where you can connect to those transactional systems in your organization.
Oh, that's wonderful. And then you can do end-to-end control based on those system events and apply the insights to it without intervention. So the people in these roles then are spending time designing these policies rather than having to do so much of the execution. Is that the
idea? Exactly right. Exactly right. So let me show you one more thing. That's where now most of the things I talked about, I think people are expecting for us to do. So let me go, let me talk about something. We talked about what we can do today.
Yeah.
And then what we also shipped, this is where I'm like super cool, and with, you know, my background of kind of being in compliance for a while, where I can create a label, let's call it NDA contracts. And then I'm going to say, I'm going to create this label. Most organizations' NDA contracts are forever, so let's just go ahead and create this label very quickly. And now, this is where we learn from our e-discovery partners, where to run a query, I can create something called auto-apply this label, and I can actually go ahead and here, just like in an e-discovery, I can write NDA contracts. And I can give it a name, and then I can pick, it'll go across the entire service, or you can pick a location. And so we run an intelligent query through pattern recognition. It's going to go find all the NDA contracts and then apply that retention policy.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So that's
wonderful. So that's part of auditing the system as well, isn't it? Like understanding what you have based on these sorts of policies and pieces of this?
Exactly.
For me, that would seem like it would also help mitigate risk.
Absolutely. So the next thing I want to show you is the final one, actually, in this scenario, is let's go ahead and create, I want to make sure that I'll take a scenario that's already exists, let's say contract administration, and let's say I want to do an auto apply on a label, but here's another scenario. So here, I can actually, we've shipped the solution with a couple of already existing templates. So here, I can go and take a look and say, let me go find anything in my service that has PII data or privacy or HIPAA, and that will go and already go ahead and hit next, give it a name of a policy, and you can very quickly go do a search, and again, with any locations you want to go, and you're done, right? So very quickly, that with this new intelligence capability through pattern recognition, you can go find it. Now, if you want to adjust those queries, you can let you do that too. So that's the power of what I was talking to you earlier about, that auto-classifying information, because you don't want to be letting people spending time classifying. But we did give that capability too, because I would love to show you what the experience will look like if you do want, because some customers still say, I'm going to get rid of all your emails in 90 days, yes. But if you tag something, here's what it'll look like.
Ah, that's
so I'm
wonderful.
Happy to show you that too.
That's great. What I think is really important about this is the system is alerting. You're setting up a policy like that, but then the output of that, I'm alerted to, correct? If I'm the records manager, I'm going to see an alert if something is found, and then I can take action. But this is just happening in the background.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we are going to be providing dashboards for those compliance and data governance folks about how many contracts did you find, how many labels were tagged. So all that intelligence, so you see what's happening in your service.
I think that is huge. You know, there's so much innovation happening in this space, and I know that our customers appreciate that, and I certainly do. But what I also appreciate is the simplification of this experience, and it's just exciting to me. But what does it look like on the collaboration side, you know, from that other perspective?
Great. I think if you talked about earlier that creating that label and manually applying it,
yes.
So if I go to my email, that's where those labels actually show you under assigned policy.
Ah,
so that's very quickly you can see those labels will get published over there. And very similar to in OneDrive, you see that if you go to a document and go to the document panel, you can see the labels right here.
I see.
And then very similar to in SharePoint, you can go into a SharePoint document library, and I can click on a document and go to the information panel. And very quickly, you can see that it'll show up here. You can tag that label.
So the users have control of the information that is being tagged. So what you're saying is the system can do the work, but also the users have a part to play in this as they're tagging their own information and applying those policies.
Exactly. So there are two ways, right? One is that full intelligence, the holy grail, we call it, of having auto classification. But if you want to take a crawl, walk, run and say, you know what? Let me just create some global policies for the organization, but I'm going to still get my business users to tell me what is important to them.
Right.
We can still do that too, and that's what I just showed you.
That's fantastic. And it's built right into the basics of Office 365 and all of these experiences. There's nothing special that has to be added here from a user perspective. It's just all there already.
Exactly. And then the one of my favorite is actually we also, a week shipped for classification and labels for groups.
Ah.
So that means you can create, have a shared compliance-driven workspace, and you can now also assign policies to it.
That's
so this
fantastic.
Is where most of the customers who've been previewing this saying, wait a minute, Nishant, so actually I can use this as my centralized record center model that I used in SharePoint, where now I have my emails in a conversation, my documents, and where I can all collaborate and have a knowledge management or a central records compliance-driven repository. The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. That's great. I have a feeling that you're going to be coming back with more things that the answer is yes to as you continue along this journey. I know that there's more features. And so you have to promise me that you'll come back and share them with us here.
Absolutely.
On the show.
I had so much fun just talking about this topic. As you can see, I love the fact that I'm in engineering working on a pretty innovative product right now.
You know, I know you have a passion for it, and that always shows through when you share, and I appreciate that
great.
Tremendously. So it's fantastic that we've had a chance to hear about all this new information and these great features that are coming through the Security and Compliance Center and for data governance. This is another episode of Coffee in the Cloud. We're glad that you joined us. Make some comments down below and make sure that we have you engaged in our community. We're happy to answer those questions. If you want to learn more about what Nishant is sharing, go ahead and check Data Governance Blog. That's aka.ms Data Governance Blog. And there's a great post there about all these new capabilities. We'll be back soon. You can learn more about Azure and Office 365. Thanks for joining us.